Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. So I saw in the news today that the U.S. has pulled out of Afghanistan. We've removed our troops and now the Taliban is taking over and all the neocon Republicans and Fox News watchers are all attacking Biden for pulling our troops out of Afghanistan. And oh, what a shame. What a waste of $1 trillion and 20 years and whatever. But let me tell you something. I'm glad that the U.S. has pulled their troops out of Afghanistan because we never should have been there in the first place. And we're just throwing good money after bad. And so I'm glad we're not going to be wasting any more American lives over there or flushing any more money down the toilet, fighting a stupid, pointless war on the other side of the world that has nothing to do with us here in the United States. And let me tell you why today that Afghanistan is totally screwed and why $1 trillion and thousands of lives and all the effort over the last 20 years hasn't fixed it. I'll tell you exactly why. Because the religious demographics of Afghanistan are 99.7% Muslim. That's why it's screwed up, because Islam screwed it up. Okay, the only way you're going to fix it is to get rid of stupid Islam and have Christianity. Okay, 99.7% Islam is the problem with Afghanistan. Oh, and by the way, you want to know what the literacy rate is in Afghanistan? 43% of adults in Afghanistan know how to read. Well, of course, again, that's because they're following their pedophile false prophet, Muhammad, who didn't know how to read. Muslims brag about the fact that Muhammad couldn't read or write. So is it any surprise that his followers also can't read and write? Okay, and I'm looking at these pictures of all these people fleeing Afghanistan, and they're at the airport in Kabul, or however you pronounce it, trying to get out of Afghanistan. And I'm looking at them and they're all Muslims, right? So that, you know, you guys want to flee Afghanistan because you're Muslims and you're scared of the Taliban. But you know what? The Taliban are just the real Muslims. They actually believe the perverted crap in the Quran. Okay. And if Muhammad were here right now, he'd be a lot more like the Taliban than these liberal Muslims. So these Muslims, they want to flee Afghanistan, but they want to take their stupid religion with them, their pedophile false prophet, and their garbage Quran, so-called holy text. And why? So they can go screw up another country? You know what? Whatever happens in Afghanistan is what Islam has brought on that country. And I'm sure that they would love to flee to some Christian country. And then eventually they can try to turn it into some hellhole by promoting their wicked false religion, Islam. But let me tell you something. Afghanistan is screwed today because of Islam. And if you're not going to preach Christianity there, if you're not going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, if you're not going to turn them away from their illiterate, pedophile, child rapist, false prophet Muhammad, then you know what? They're screwed. There's nothing you, why throw another $1 trillion at it? Why sacrifice more lives? The Middle East is jacked up because they have rejected Jesus Christ and embraced a child rapist. Okay. That's the issue. And so the U.S. military, they're not bringing in New Testaments. They're not preaching Christ. They're not bringing the gospel. And that is why they failed. And that's why 20 years later, here we are back to square one or whatever. Well, you know what? It's a bunch of illiterate Muslims. They need Jesus Christ. They don't need the U.S. military. They need the Lord's army preaching Christ. God bless you. Have a great day.